This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI, $700 million Powerball jackpot. I mean, what are we doing? Why are we even going to work? Why aren't we standing in line for hours getting our Powerball ticket? Standing there with all these people that you think, have you ever stood in line to buy a lottery ticket? I've rarely stood in line. I only stood in line once. Most of the time, I just run in because my husband says, go get some Powerball tickets. Because their Powerball tickets aren't available in Las Vegas. So every time we travel, my husband's like, yeah, run in, go to this convenience store or whatever. I'll gas up, go get Powerball tickets. So I buy them. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I know I'm not going to win. But once I stood in line, I forget why. I think the jackpot was really high. And you're standing around so many other people. And you look around and, you don't tell yourself, oh, I hope these people win. You look around and you go, oh, they're going to pick the wrong numbers. I got this. I got the calling. This is for me. And all these other people are helping boost up the jackpot. And if you don't think that way, you don't want to stand in line. Who's going to stand in an hour or two line for a lottery ticket? Don't we have jobs? Don't we have things to do? But anyway, who's going to stand in line for a lottery ticket if they think they don't have a chance? So, if you actually read the minds of people standing in line, they're probably thinking, man, look at all these suckers. I'm the one that's going to win. Yeah, go buy your ticket. There's no way you're going to get the right numbers. And so you start to get this little narcissistic attitude. Then you buy the ticket. You got that lottery ticket in your hands. And the first thing that goes through my mind when I have a lottery ticket is fear. I'm going to lose it. I have a small rectangularoid piece of paper that's kind of shiny and a little bit on the smooth, right? Kind of feels smooth. On the surface, very similar to a receipt I get at the McDonald's drive-thru. And where are my receipts from the McDonald's drive-thru? They're either at the bottom of my car, or when I open the car door on a windy day, they're blowing outside somewhere into the street. So now I have a Powerball lottery ticket. And now I have this fear going, if I have the winning number, I have a $700 million, which is where we're at right now, a $700 million piece of paper. So I stick it in my bra. Now, not to get too graphic, but I'm a very active lady, okay? And my breasts are not, let's say, A cup. So they produce a lot of heat, okay? So then I worry about the thermoreaction that could occur with the ink on this said lottery ticket. Last thing I want is the lottery ink to smear. So then I go, well, wait a second. Well, let me put some Kleenex in my bra so I don't sweat and I don't emit too much heat or lactate all over it, right? Why don't I pad it with some Kleenex? Well, then you go to work. You guys know my work days are long, just like yours, right? Long, long work days. I come home. What's the first thing I do when I come home? I pee. Right? I yell at the dogs and cats for whoever on pee-pee house or pee-pee piano. Because, we have one cat that likes to pee in the grand piano. And then I take the bra off. And that sucker gets flung across the room. And if I stuffed it to make myself look a little bit more even or perky that day, the stuffing goes in the garbage. So if you guys want to know where Dr. Dahlia's lottery ticket is, it's with the bra stuffed Kleenex, right, in some garbage next to the cat poop. So I'm not buying a Powerball ticket. I just can't go through all that. I think they said that if nobody wins this one, we're going to be up to $1.6 billion. This is crazy. They say 2 years ago, your chances of becoming an instant millionaire were roughly 1 in roughly 175 million. Now the odds are 1 in roughly 292 million. Tweaks in the game in October 2015, they say, increased the number of balls from 59 to 69, from which players need to pick five. So even though you're like, all right, 10 balls, you know, no big deal, apparently the odds of winning the jackpot shot up astronomically, according to Mercury News. So now it's even harder to get the Powerball, leading to fewer chances of big payouts, which then rolls over to big, gigantic prizes. And more people like us that don't play the lottery regularly, right, to jump in and spend more money. And, I mean, do you see the media frenzy on this? Even we're talking about it. I don't want to talk about this. I want to talk about this B6 vitamin thing and supplements and cancer and, you know, Zika in your sperm, causing your sperm count to go down. I got a bunch of other stuff to talk about. But the big frenzy is all about this lotto Powerball win. So they say the final figure of 700 million is going to balloon even more because we have a bunch of people today going to get their tickets. And then if nobody wins, the next jackpot will probably surpass $1.6 billion. They say national lottery ticket sales last year totaled more than $80 billion, according to the North American Association of State and Provincial Lotteries. And they said that is more than what people spent on movies, video games, books, music, and sports tickets combined. Last year's total was a $7 billion increase from 2015. And so, because it's harder for people to win, but the jackpot looks bigger, it is a, you know, the marketing behind this is brilliant. So, good luck, people. You know, we have seen more people win $50,000 and $100,000, so that's good. All right? But, so there are more smaller prizes. And if you guys do win, donate to the Dr. Dahlia Fund. It funds breast lifts. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I know this has kind of freaked everybody out, and just relax about it. I don't think it's that bad. They say men who took high doses of vitamin B6 and B12 supplements had a higher risk of lung cancer. And the association was the greatest in those who smoked. Now, this is according to a study published yesterday. The study found 30 to 40% increased risk of lung cancer among men taking these vitamins from individual supplements, so not B-complex or multivitamins, okay? We're talking about people just reaching for the B6 or the B12. Now, the effects seem to be driven by current smokers who far exceeded the recommended daily amounts of the vitamins. According to a study done by Theodore Brasky, an epidemiologist in the Division of Cancer Prevention and Control at the Ohio State University College of Medicine. Now, I better take off my shoes for this one because this gets juicy. Now, all right, so a lot of you guys, okay, you smoked a little bit. All right, I get it. You want to take care of your health? You're loading up on your B vitamins. B vitamins are healthy, especially B6 and B12. A lot of you guys take B12. All right? I wouldn't panic yet with this. Okay? They were we still can't say that these supplements cause cancer. All right? People have been taking these for years. But according to Dr. Brasky, he says he thinks these results point to a synergism between high-dose B vitamins, smoking, and lung cancer risk among men. Study was for men. Current male smokers taking the highest levels of vitamin B6 had triple the risk of lung cancer over 6 years compared to those who didn't take any supplements. So we're talking about even in the smoking group. For vitamin B12, the risk quadrupled. These levels were more than 11 times the recommended daily amount of B6 and 23 times that of B12. They said if you look at B vitamin supplement bottles, they're anywhere between 50-fold the U.S. recommended dietary allowance to upward 2,100-fold. B12 injections have become in vogue. They say in smaller quantities, these vitamins are involved in several vital processes. We talked about DNA replication, you know, energy, a variety of other things. But you have a lot of people out there that think the B12 shots will help them lose weight. People like to get a B12 shot for a boost of energy, you know, and there's a lot of anecdotal evidence of these injections of B12 helping you, and people taking B6, you know, say, oh yeah, this did this for me, and I believe them, but we just don't have enough studies saying to overtake ingest or inject these vitamins. Now, a study looked at 77,000 Washington State adults aged 50 to 76. This included 139 cases of lung cancer among more than 3,200 current male smokers. Over 93% of participants were white. There were too few cases of lung cancer among non-smokers to include them in the full analysis. An increased risk of lung cancer was not seen among women or with vitamin B9, which we know is folate. Other researchers found different results. Some studies linked vitamin B6 with lower lung cancer risk. Another found that B12 had no impact on risk. So studies, authors of this study say the discrepancy could be because some of these studies measure B vitamins in the blood and not through dietary surveys. So they did theirs through dietary surveys. Or it could be that lung cancer itself raised the level of these vitamins in the body. So, with an article like this, I always say, guys, just, take it with a grain of salt. But this is why I'm concerned, okay, with B12 and B-complex. Years ago when I was in medical school, there was a study linking these B12 injections to prostate cancer. Now, since then, I have tried to find the study, and there was no way for it to be seen. Nowhere. A few years after I saw that study, there was another study linking B12 shots to some sort of cancer. Then again, I couldn't find, no matter where my literature search was, I couldn't find it again. And it would have been nice if I had written down the journal article. And again, I don't like to tell you guys falsities, and I don't like to tell you guys, anecdotal stuff or, hunches, okay? I don't like to do that. I want to give you guys the facts. But the fact I want to convey to you is I had seen data flirting with the idea of B12 shots triggering cancer in men. I've seen that before. I don't have anything to replicate and tell you about, but I've seen that. And then when I looked it up, when I asked about it, I couldn't find it. No, I didn't dream about it. Trust me, you don't dream about journal articles. Okay? I dream like you all dream. I dream about Michael Fassbender or whoever, right? I don't dream about medical journal articles. So this is kind of concerning. And my thought what that was when I was in training is the B12 injection. It's gorgeous. It's one of the most beautiful injections out there. I've told you guys this before. It's like a fluorescent red. It would be perfect in a haunted house if you lit it up, you know, or even it would look beautiful, you know, as part of Christmas decorations. It is one of the most beautiful reds I've seen. And that's the composition of the B12 injection. And so maybe there's something to the supplement, and we've had this conversation multiple times on the show. Maybe there is something to these supplements that are unfortunately not jiving with the body. I have no idea why the hell B6 or B12 would triple or quadruple cancer risk. And it wasn't a multivitamin or B complex. This was individual B vitamins. Unless there is something in the substrate, something in the powder, something in the food coloring. So we don't know what it is. And I just don't understand why there's this frenzy to overdo vitamins. The reason why we have supplements out there is to supplement. If you are deficient in a vitamin or deficient in an amino acid, you need to supplement that. You know? But this frenzy came, and our new culture is, well, you could become a better person taking more. More is better. And what fueled this was bodybuilding. I can't tell you how many people who don't like their muscle or their body shape, you know, they will take protein supplements to help build more muscle, and protein does. But, you know, you can only take so much. You have to eventually, what is it now, the number? No more than, you know, on average, if you don't exercise or you exercise normally, it's 0.8 grams per kilogram. And then if you're a competitive athlete, you can go up to 1.8 grams per kilogram of protein a day. But, that you know, not more than that. And so, like we saw with that bodybuilder last week, she took so much protein, she had an undiagnosed metabolism error, an inborn error of metabolism that didn't kill her as a kid, but once she overstressed her body with this much protein, it killed her. She had swelling of the brain and she died because her body couldn't convert all that extra supplement. She was fine, looks like all these years with a regular diet. You know, having eggs and nuts and lean meat, that doesn't kill you. You know, I mean, it could in somebody with urea cycle disorder. We've seen babies die, and they're thinking maybe that could be one of the reasons why we see cases of SIDS. Maybe it's an undiagnosed, you know, inborn error of metabolism. But this woman had made it to her adulthood, had two kids, obviously eating regular diets. Meat and eggs, you know, B12 you could get from meat, eggs, milk, etc. B6 you could get from cereals and beef and fruits and starchy vegetables and chicken, for example, with the B vitamins. So, you know, we see people don't have a problem with regular dietary vitamins because your body knows how to metabolize those. But once you put a quote-unquote fake pill in your body or fake food, right, a supplement of a vitamin, and I know people are going to get mad that I'm calling them fake, but they're not real food. You know, you're putting an artificial substance in your body that has the vitamin, that the vitamin could be real. Your body may not know how to deal with that. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. We'll be right back.
Time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using Estroblock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so this made headlines. ESPN is under fire for taking an announcer off the UVA game. College football is, I've been so, you know, excited and, you know, anticipatory of NFL football, but I forget college football is also coming any minute now. And I guess on Tuesday night, the network confirmed that its management had moved an Asian American announcer, Robert Lee, off of the University of Virginia's home opener football game. And in quotes, and this is according to money.cnn.com, because at first I thought the story was fake. And I did a double take. But the CNN is reporting this. They took Robert Lee, an Asian American announcer, off the University of Virginia's home game, quote, simply because of the coincidence of his name. Earlier today, a source had told CNN that Lee was abruptly switched to the Youngstown versus Pittsburgh game. He had recently been promoted by ESPN. News of the decision obviously follows the violence that broke out earlier this month during a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, protesting plans to remove a statue of the Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Apparently, the night before the deadly violence, white nationalists marched across the UVA campus carrying torches and chanting racist slogans. So obviously this is a very, very sensitive subject, but this is an Asian announcer named Robert Lee. And what is the focus of this is that ESPN was scared. This is ESPN. This is the toughest network out there. Why would they panic and do a move like this? So UVA is preparing for the start of the new school year. Their opening game is on September 2nd against William & Mary, which is the same day as the Youngstown versus Pittsburgh or Pitt game. And both games are slated to be live streamed on ESPN's digital networks. And, you know, maybe they were like, oh, no big deal. You know, let's just move Robert to the other game. But if this is the reason why, you know, now, mind you, I understand. I mean, we are all very, very cautious of any sort of persecution ever happening again. And having statues that remind people of their oppression and persecution is, I think a lot of us are in agreement that it's ridiculous to have, you know, the reminders there. You know, because it's more than just being offended. This is a reminder of a time and a very, very painful time. We understand why that movement is taking place. But are we taking it too far to the point where anybody with the name of Robert Lee, and I have many Asian friends and colleagues, all right, with that name, do they have to fear not being able to have a job or to be able to hold a position or to be able to be in the media? And the biggest, you know, topic of this, or the biggest, point, you know, and hot issue that's circulated around this isn't that this announcer was going to remind people of the Confederacy and slavery. I can't think of anybody who would probably, would tie the two together. There are so many Robert Lees. I mean, I've had students rotate through my office. I've had patients. The name is a very common name. But that you had a network buckle under this pressure. And when people start to buckle, they make mistakes. You know how you'll see Saturday Night Live skits or comedic movies where somebody is trying so hard not to look racist that they stumble on themselves in nerves and then they say something. You've even seen this in movies where, you know, a woman is beautiful and the guy doesn't want to, act like he's noticing her breasts or he's noticing she's beautiful. And then all of a sudden he makes all these Freudian slips. Okay, this is what happens when we don't approach topics, with calm, cool, collected approaches. When we use emotion and we swing the media like a sword, and the media is one of the most powerful weapons, we start to have people panic. And unfortunately, it's also spewing hatred in other directions. I mean, I don't understand why we had to have a white supremacist rally even take place to begin with. Where, first of all, where were they? And, you know, why were they even, you know, what was happening? Well, because the issue of the Confederate, you know, statues was not done very politically and very methodically. You know, a simple discussion saying, look, guys, we took a vote. The city, you know, it finds it, you know, insulting, you know, that rather it be in a Civil War museum. You know, if we want to, you know, honor those that died for this part of the country, You know, we could do this in a museum, etc. But the statue here on the corner of 5th and Pine or whatever is, is causing a lot of heartache. So all in favor of moving the statue, say aye and move the statue. You know, instead, these statues were done, you know, the removal was done secretly and people were, defacing them. And it was, you have groups that are very, very hostile and spark a lot of emotions, such as these recent protests for the supremacists. And it just starts getting more and more emotional. So here's a network with a journalist, right, announcer, Robert Lee, has to, moves them. And now they look ridiculous. And it might have just been a simple move, but you see, these are the conversations people are having. They are so scared to death of the media. Why are people scared of North Korea? Why are people scared of ISIS? We have more attention being put on what the media thinks about us than the problem at hand. You know, look at this. You know, look at what happened with Donald Trump. The media covered more. They spent more time concentrated on Trump's response to the white supremacist rally than the rally and the cause itself. Who cares with Trump? I'm over it. You know, what is going on? Why are people angry? What is the solution so we don't go into another civil war? It's a shame. And so, you know, if we are in a world right now that if you have a name and that name connects you to a very dark part of our American past, then we need to reevaluate how we're doing these connections. I mean, my name is Dahlia. I understand, naming your kid Hitler. And didn't one couple do that? They named their kid, I think, Hitler and Eva Braun. I don't know what the hell they were thinking. But, okay, you have a kid and you name him after, some of the worst people out there. It's ridiculous. But I have a hunch that Robert Lee was not named after Robert E. Lee. Lee was probably a family name, and Robert is a beautiful name. And so, here we are in 2017, where we should have progressed with us being able to feel free with who we are in our skin, with our gender, our race, our color, and we've progressed to the point where your name can actually make you an outlaw. 1-877-DOCTOR, we'll be right back.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we're watching this next tropical storm that may turn into a hurricane off the coast of Texas. Tropical Storm Harvey is reorganizing over the Gulf of Mexico, and they say it is expected to slam into Texas's coast on Friday, unloading a lot of rain, possibly dangerous amounts. The National Hurricane Center said in its 11 a.m. update on Wednesday that Harvey reattained tropical depression status and is expecting to strengthen into a tropical storm before the day ends. The storm is over very warm water in the Gulf of Mexico, which unfortunately intensifies these storms. The Hurricane Center predicts Harvey will reach the Texas coast Friday afternoon as a strong tropical storm, but could easily intensify into a hurricane. So this hurricane watch right now covers a large section of the coast of Texas, including Corpus Christi. Tropical storm watches already are covering areas just to the south and north, including Houston and Galveston areas. I remember that hurricane hitting Galveston with Geraldo Rivera standing out there. It was nighttime, and he could barely stand up to do the, because the storm, he could barely stand up to do the broadcast. And I'm like, oh, that guy's got some cojones to be able to do that. Anyway, the storm was about 400 miles southeast of the Texas-Mexico border. It was moving at about 9 miles an hour. And so, obviously, the big concern is the rainfall, because they could really, really flood a lot of areas in Texas, obviously. They say computer models indicate that Harvey could actually stall over the Texas-Louisiana area through most of the weekend, unloading incredible amounts of rain, just like Hurricane Katrina had stalled. You're like, move already, move already. Harvey is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 10 to 15 inches with isolated maximum amounts of 20 inches over the middle and upper Texas coast in southwest Louisiana through next Tuesday. They say small amounts could result in life-threatening flooding from Corpus Christi through Houston. I don't know if they've already done any evacuations. I think they're still watching right now. They say don't wait for the category level to change, obviously. All right, you know, you're not going to have a lot of time if this is going to be, you know, hitting on Friday. They say that the Hurricane Center has issued a storm surge also along a large section of the Texas coast, including Houston and Galveston, for the potential rise in water 4 to 6 feet above the ground if the storm arrives at high tide. So that could be some pretty bad stuff. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Be careful out there, Texas. All right. This was heartbreaking. A Bronx teen has died after collapsing at football practice. A 14-year-old high school football player died while he was at practice at a Bronx school yesterday. The teenager was identified as Dominique Betts. He was running sprints during practice when he fainted on the field. Emergency crews responded to Mount Sinai Michael Academy. At about 9:30 in the morning, they found him unconscious. Coaches had tried to revive him using CPR, but were not successful. He was rushed to a nearby hospital and passed away there. They say the heat index had rose to nearly 100 degrees in New York City. A heat advisory was issued for the city, but did not go into effect until noon. The cause of death is not yet known. Of course, as a doctor, I hear this. I'm thinking, you know, it could have been a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. He could have had an underlying heart condition that unfortunately takes a lot of our athletes when they're underdiagnosed or not diagnosed. This is the second teenage football practice-related death in New York in a matter of weeks. A 16-year-old football player from Long Island died in early August after suffering an injury during a conditioning drill. So in this particular case with this Bronx teen, you know, I cannot stress enough to all you moms and dads out there, have your child get a heart test. And I would love, absolutely love, you know, companies to do ultrasounds. Like one of my favorite screening companies is Lifeline Screening. They're great. And I would love companies to come out to schools and ultrasound kids' hearts. It's hard to do because it's a whole other machine, and you know, you need cardiologists to look at these, you know, ultrasounds, etc. But until we do that, and I foresee that happening, I foresee we later expanding to the point that we have you know, this testing available that comes out to schools. And again, you only need to be screened once before the school year. It doesn't mean you have to be screened, you know, multiple times. Until that happens, mom, dad, take your kid to a heart doctor. All right? Let them get looked at. There's a lot of pediatric cardiologists that would love to do this. All right? And it may not be as expensive as you think. But, you know, we're talking about your kid and their heart. Anybody in sports should have that done. Now, we do screen before your sports physical. We listen to the kid's hearts. And if the kid did have hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, there would be a sound. There would be a murmur. We would be able to hear certain signs. The problem is if these kids are still falling on the field, that means whatever we're listening to might not be good enough. You know, and I've seen sports physicals done in gyms that are noisier than noisy. Now, true, when you have the stethoscope and it's in your ears, you know, and you can concentrate, you know, really, well on the sound, you can hear, you could be in a noisy arena. Paramedics do it all the time. But I want to know, with these children, and, you know, it's not going to be publicized because, you know, we don't want to, humiliate any medical staff or, you know, whatever. But I would like a study done on each of these kids that die on the field or in the middle of sports. You know, what was the arena surrounding their sports physical? What happened? And again, this is rare. We probably hear, you know, a few kids, I mean, what we hear in the media or maybe a few each year from this happening. And but those are the only ones that, that's assuming the media gets the story. Not, you know, we don't always hear about it. It doesn't make national news. It may make some local news that you and I may not read about. But I would really like all these cases to be evaluated for the circumstances surrounding it, because that will help future kids. And if it turns out that the majority of these kids who died had their sports physical in a noisy gym, then I would say stop that and rechange sports physicals to doctor's offices. You know, the other thing, too, is I wouldn't be surprised if you saw medical offices, whether it's nurse practitioners, PAs, medical doctors, et cetera, DOs, I wouldn't be surprised if those had better results. One is because it's quiet. You don't have the kid talking to the buddy, you know, screaming, and you don't have the pressure. Yeah, you know, we medical providers are in a hurry, but you have hundreds of kids in the gym standing there in line. You know, you kind of feel like you need to, you know, bust a move. But the other thing, too, is, you know, when it's in your office on your malpractice, you may just take those extra 5 or 6 steps and take that extra time, spend a 30-minute, you know, when I have kids that come in, you know, for their sports physicals, I talk to them about a lot of stuff. I talk to them about sex. I talk to them about STDs. And, you know, I really make it a full-blown appointment. I think that's what your kid deserves, a full appointment with a medical provider, especially when it comes to evaluating their health and heart before competitive sports. So, parents, it's up to you. You need to demand it, or you need to pay for it. And, you know, think about it. Most of the time, you should be able to get a free physical for your kid. Just pay a little extra for the EKG or an ultrasound of the heart. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.